Yo, what's up? Episode 153, July 8th. It's 10:36 a.m. and I am in my hotel room in Bloomington, blackout curtains drawn, trying to get out of bed. Take a walk around the town, get some coffee, all that stuff, you know. But I just want to sleep. Yesterday was rough. Getting up, well, rough. I got up, you know, I recorded right before I left to go do Bob and Tom. Which is, you know, one of the biggest radio shows ever in a bunch of the country. That was fun to be like on a, you know, real radio show, like broadcast radio that goes out to all these different places that I've never been. So that was cool. Everybody there was really nice. It was fun. I didn't realize it's called the Bob and Tom Show. Tom's there. Bob retired. Now they have a bunch of, they have other people there, but they don't change the name of the show to like one of the other people. I would say this. I didn't tell them this then. I would say you should. This is what I would say. If they were to hire me, now they won't. They wouldn't. Why would they? I was on there for, you know, a brief amount of time. I was okay, but I wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, all right, it's time to, we got to have this guy back every day. But I'm just saying, I would love to have a radio gig. So I'm just like, fantasy world. If they were like, all right, we want to hire Chris Laker to be on air every day as another, I would say, listen, why don't you just let me change my name to Bob? To fill out. Maybe that's weird. Maybe it's just in honor of what the show was for many, many years. I get it. I get it. There's like something in my brain that just feels like, you need a Bob. It's still the Bob and Tom Show. I wonder if anybody from that show is listening to this now because of that. Because I was on there. I don't feel like it. Maybe. If you are, welcome. I enjoyed my time on the Bob and Tom Show. I just didn't grow up in a place where there was Bob and Tom, so I haven't had an opportunity to listen. I just heard about it from all the comedians I know that have been on the show and how great it is for comedy. And everybody there was really cool. Everybody. So that was a fun time, but I had to get up at 6:30 to drive to where they are, because it's like an hour away from where I am. Anyway, so I got up early yesterday, and then I don't know. There's really not. It was a fine day. Besides that, I just fucked up my sleep, and it was pouring. It was like downpour rain yesterday. I don't know, what am I telling you about Bloomington weather? It was fine. It was pouring rain in the evening, and the shows last night at the Comedy Attic, it was just the best. So much fun. I love this town. I just like it. It's like super, I think it's a college town, so I'm not seeing a peak like capacity, I guess, because, you know, the college students aren't here, and right now it's like super like chill, but it's probably fun when it's college is going on, because you have I like partying. I don't know if I want to party when it's a bunch of college students though. Yeah, Nothing against them. I'm just, I like a mix. I don't like, you know what I mean? Why am I asking you if you know what I mean? I'm sorry, I'm babbling. But that's, why do I apologize for babbling on this show that's babbling? If you, honestly, if this is the first time you listen to this show, don't listen to it. Stop listening right now. Do yourself a fucking favor. I don't encourage anybody to listen to this show. I don't think it's good. I don't think it's, I tried in the beginning, I tweeted about it. I tried to spread the word a little bit. You know, went on Roundtable of Gentlemen to, you know, whatever. Thought about it. I should publicize this podcast. And then I realized, don't publicize it. It's not good. And don't do, so you know, go away. Come back in 6 months. See if it's good then. But it's not good now. And it won't be good for a while. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with putting out a substandard product. Cause it's not even a product, it's just a thing. It's just there. I'm like, there's a million podcasts. There's like an infinite potential for podcasts. Like, I'm not, that's the thing, when someone's like, there's too many podcasts about the comedians, too many comedians talking about comedy with each other. How can there be too many? You don't have to listen to any of them. There's not like a space being taken up by one podcast that another podcast is waiting for them to stop. They can all exist. So there can't be too many of anything. It's if somebody enjoys making it and somebody enjoys listening to it. Right? There's like people that enjoy this piece of shit. I appreciate them. I kind of get why you can enjoy this. And I enjoy doing it, so fuck it. This exists. There's no reason to, but I don't encourage people. I'll tell people to listen this week in Jackin', but even that isn't for everybody, because some people get fucking weird out talking about masturbation, which makes no sense to me at all. But that show, there's no episode of that this week, or this past week. Sorry. We had some issues, but everything will be back very soon. Some recording problems. It's not a big deal. I'm gonna miss a week every now and then. I think there's more episodes of this show than that show now. And that show's been going on for like I'm gonna say 3 years. Yeah. 150 something episodes of that. Yeah, it's been going on for like 3 years. So, I think we're, I might have just, sorry. I think it might be a few days away from passing up how many episodes of this. But yeah, it annoys me about people saying there's too many podcasts about a certain, of any kind. It's a huge, there's, it's the beauty of podcasting. That's why I love radio. It's like radio is like really difficult. It's like impossible to get into radio, right? It's like really difficult. Not impossible, because people do it. If I dedicated my life to it, I guess I could probably try to figure out a way. Unfortunately, it's kind of dying, because I think it's a beautiful thing. I like radio. But I guess there's certain things that aren't dying. Like sports radio, or like just like talk shows that are cemented in, like Bob and Tom, Howard Stern. Yeah, when Howard Stern retires, I think radio is is just over. They fired Opie. There's no more Opie and Anthony. Opie, well, there has been any Opie and Anthony for like 3 years, but then it's like now there's no nothing. It's weird. Opie got fired from Sirius. I met that dude. He seemed like a nice dude. I don't know why I got. I don't know what happened. I just know I got fired. I haven't listened to that show in a while. There's no time. I used to listen when I was an accountant. I would listen to Ron and Fez and Opie and Anthony pretty much every day. But I haven't been an accountant since 7 years, and since 2010. So then it's like now I have to like kind of. It's like I'm not. If you're not stuck in a cubicle all day, it's like I gotta do other stuff. You know, I gotta write. I'm sorry. This is a boring conversation. Let's do some news, and I'll get out of here. I don't know, babbling about all this shit. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'll probably fall asleep right after this. So this probably won't get posted till like this afternoon. We'll see. Judge strikes down Utah law banning undercover farm filming. Oh, that's good for whoever's making Food Inc. 2, I guess. I don't feel like reading that. They had a law that says you can't undercover film in a farm. There's something in my brain that always like makes it get annoyed when people say filming and videotaping, when they're really talking about a phone that's digitally recording. There's no film. You're not filming. There's no film. It's not like you got to take your phone to CVS and have them develop it. It's stupid. I know. It's just like one of those. It's like why. It's like. People say dialing a phone. You don't dial a phone. You know, you just, do people say that still? Probably not. I tried not saying filming or video, or like videotaping. You know, try to say video recording. It's kind of hard because no one else says it. And it's stupid. I'm an idiot. U.S. Mint worker placed on leave for putting nose on black colleague's chair? Alright. Now, that sounds like an HR issue. Oh, noose. I'm an idiot. I'm a big idiot. I was like, oh, they're smelling somebody. You know, it's like almost like, hey, I want to smell this person's butt. I thought it was like a sexual harassment thing. And I was like, why is this news? Like, but a noose, that's very, why would you do that? Oh, God. I'm not even going to read it. I'm sorry, I'm just not in the mood to read that story. Nevada dispensaries running out of marijuana. Governor steps in. Alright, get them more weed, Governor of Nevada. I don't need to read that. That's a happy it's a happy story. It's popular. Weed's popular. Good for marijuana. I'm just going to look for a nice story. Here, this is good. 173,000 DeVry University students will share $49 million settlement. That's fun. Yeah, what, they get fucked over by some shitty college that made promises? Let me, now I want to, okay, let's, I'm gonna take out my calculator. I'm gonna, you know, open up the, so it's 173,000. So it's 49,000,000 divided by 173,000. Oh man, that ain't much money at all. You're only gonna get like less than $300. That's a bummer. For what? What'd they do? How much money did they get fucked for? Has agreed to $100 million settlement in connection to ads. So we'll be receiving refund checks as part of a 49 million checks will average about DeVry still exists. I guess they made some shitty ad. Alright, I thought I was like, oh, these DeVry students are going to get some dough. But I couldn't do that math on the, like, just look at that and see. You see $49 million, you're like, oh, that's enough to go around. It ain't. They should all just, like, have to, they should have a lottery. And, like, say, like, not, why give everybody $300? Just give 49 of them $1 million. Yeah, that's what I would say. So, that's not a bad chance. It's better, way better than any lottery. 49 out of, I mean, even if you broke it down for everybody to get, like, yeah, 49. I don't know. It's just like everybody getting $300. That sucks. I think that's it. Everything else looks like shit. And I'm tired. And I want to go get coffee. I gotta open them. These blackout curtains are fucking brutal. I mean, they're great because you sleep in the morning, but there's something like not healthy about them. So I'm gonna pull them back and hopefully post this episode soon. But I think I'm just gonna get out of here first and get some coffee. I mean, is anybody really waiting on this? Maybe somebody is. If you're waiting on it, if you're like, oh man, finally it was posted and I got, you're my favorite person. I love everybody who listens to this show. I really do. I think I appreciate it. I don't quite understand why, but I do. I do, but I can't believe it. Okay, but there's a good group of listeners here, and I appreciate you. You can always email me. I'm always happy to get an email. Chris@chrislaker.com or tweet at me. And that's just @ChrisLaker. Very easy. It's all just my name. Alright, you guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. So, for episode 154. All right, that's it. We love you.